One of the bills raises the amount the state can lend to developers for building infrastructure around new housing and converting commercial spaces to housing. The other bill says 35% of the state's annual low-income housing tax credits have to go to developments in rural areas. Democratic Senator Jamie Wahl represents a mostly urban district in Green Bay, but he's part of a bipartisan group of legislators backing both bills.
Everyone hears from their constituents about the cost of housing, and we're all, you know, we all realize there's a problem.
Originally, the Republican authors of the Rural Housing Bill had also proposed more than doubling funding for the tax credit program. That funding boost is now part of Governor Tony Evers' 2-year budget proposal. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.